It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. Questions, obviously, from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. By the way, let me ask the audience a question. Where can you now see our show? Answer, YouTube. Watch the show live as it happens, like right now and every day, other than what we're Borgata. As of right now, no camera set up at Borgata, but we're working on possibly rectifying that. But Monday through Thursday, our show live. And that also is something you can go back and watch later in the day. If you missed it during the day, if you want to see a certain interview, a certain segment, you can go back later on and watch our show. It is all on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP on YouTube and turn on those notifications. Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
All right, let's dive in. If you're watching on YouTube, hello. Devin looks great today. She does not look tired. Question for you. How's your training going?
Not good. But not good. But as they say,
Not good.
Well, I haven't done any. I haven't done much.
Hold on. Started the training last week.
It was sort of like a Rocky II start. It didn't really begin.
What do you mean?
I need to reinvigorate it.
Last week, you were gonna hit
Amy's
training hard.
I need Amy to tell me when, and then I need Mick to say, "What are we waiting for?" And then, Richie, the training will really commence. I don't know. I need to get Hart. I need to go to the Wizard of Oz.
You were telling us last week that Hart was the reason you were going to beat Jack.
Yeah, that's during the competition. The problem is I also have to prepare for the competition. That's the part I'm not as good at.
You don't have the heart for preparation.
Have we picked a date
for this yet?
No. It's going to be all over the place. It's going to be 5 different days for 5 different events.
Okay. So like the Olympics.
Over 2 weeks.
Okay, so is it over 1 week?
No, well, probably over, if I had to guess, a month and a half.
You think Joe's going to recover a day after his basketball game to do something else? Yeah. Come on.
All jokes aside, Devin, my strategy is, and I don't say the strategy to try to win or lose. I think from a radio standpoint, it'd be more fun. Like, we have a week or two to digest the last thing. People comment, then we get to the next one. Pressure will build on whoever's in a hole.
Okay.
A lot of people think that'll be good.
Maybe you. In that hole.
Well, a lot of people think that'll be me in the hole.
Joe, you said last week.
A lot of people do think you are.
That's right.
In fact.
No. Last week you promised us.
Rhea's getting.
I see what you did
Rhea
there.
Rhea wants to throw a body in there. No, listen, I've been called that many times.
Last week you promised us that you were going to commit to working out.
I know.
And it was that we were foolish for thinking that you weren't. Yeah. Going to go out and do this.
Well, I was talking out my,
And now you're telling us that you didn't really start last week.
Yeah,
that was like a trick?
Just give me some time. All right.
He'll get there. Just trust him.
So let's do one.
He's clearly been very trustworthy with this so far. Philly John 18 asked, do you guys wake up early on weekends out of habit?
No.
Sometimes.
But earlier than I used to. My natural state is to sleep the complete opposite of what we're doing now. Like, I think I am nocturnal.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could stay up all night. I would do that in a second. Yeah.
I am the opposite of this. But, if left to my own devices, if we get a chance to sleep in, I always feel rewarded to know that my body can still do it.
Yeah, I mean, I catch up a lot on Friday into Saturday in particular, but it's hard for me to get to like 9 a.m.
Yeah, I can't do it, especially on Saturday. Like Sunday, the second day, that I can maybe sleep a little bit, but Saturdays, I always wake up.
I'll wake up a few times on the way now, whereas before, I could be in a complete state of bliss and not know it, and all of a sudden, it's noon. Wow. Now, at least I'll wake up like 3 times on my way to noon on a Saturday. Usually I can't sleep till noon because I got to drive.
Anyway. Yeah, that's true. Let's do one more. This is Jack and Mike on Twitter asks, what person on the planet makes you laugh the hardest?
Will Ferrell. And I can't. And I am upset. I am tortured by the fact that you seem to think that he's not funny at all.
No, I like Will Ferrell. I like him. I mean, I haven't loved every movie and all, but I like him. He's tremendous. In person, it'd be Tony Bruno, honest to God. I think Tony's the funniest person I've ever personally
known. Wow, hysterical.
Yeah, oh, Tony's hilarious, yeah.
He really is. He's on a totally different level than common folk. As far as... No, I'm serious.
It's just a funny word. Well, yeah, I mean, not
like, okay.
Then, you know, Tony's just funnier than the common folk
then
out there.
Then there's Sebastian Maniscalco types. So who do I, like, belly laugh on?
Do you belly laugh?
Not really.
Yeah, you're not a belly laugher.
It's not mine. It doesn't happen
I'm
much.
A belly laugher.
You are. Yeah. I don't know. Tony Bruno. That's my answer. With that, MA, we shut it down.
I was not expecting that answer.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Tony Bruno.
To use a phrase from 70 years ago, he's a cut-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that phrase came to existence.
It's a great question.
Or left existence, but no one uses it anymore. All right, let's go to phones. Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, Derek.
Yo, listen, Joe.
What?
I don't understand how you could be like a fan of a team, right? But you're against something
I know
that they do better than anybody else, right?
It makes
people say Philadelphia is the best sports town and our fans are the best. You're not one of them people, bro.
Well, it makes me feel dirty. I'll give you an Derek, I'm going to give you an example because there have been other times where this has happened.
You felt dirty?
Well, it's a different kind of thing. So I was pro the Sixers tanking a decade ago. But as an NBA fan, I was also pro that they should reform things to not reward tanking as much as they did, and still do, by the way. So, you know, Derek,
I can't get with you. I like you, though, but I just said like that. You cross it. Like for Sean McDermott, I saw a stat this morning. 65% of tush pushes were ran by the Eagles and the Bills.
Yep.
And Sean McDermott is leading the charge, and you right there with him. Like, make that make sense, man.
Well,
shoulder to shoulder.
You and Sean McDermott.
A LaSalle guy and a prep guy, you know, in unison.
Crazy,
I don't know what
man.
To tell you, Derek.
You think it's because it's Jalen Hurts running?
I just don't. I mean, my basic thing is I don't think it looks like a football play. That's my basic.
Does goal line and short yardage, does 14 blast look like a football play?
Yes.
So what's the difference?
The difference is the pushing. That's the difference. I mean, you're asking me a question. I'm giving the answer. The difference is the pushing.
A goal line and short yardage play can end in pushing. And what if that happens?
Well, I've already told you I don't like that either. But to me, that's not as egregious as let's just push the quarterback. I mean, Derek, you do know until 20 years ago it was not legal, right?
Yeah, but now it is, though.
I
and
know.
It's like the Eagles are really, really good at it, right? Yeah.
I don't understand that part. I do think, Derek, when we listened to our owner talk yesterday, and he really did not sound worried about this, I think that the coaches are sitting at the NovaCare facility and saying, you know what, if this goes, and it doesn't seem fair if it goes, but if it goes because it feels like that's where this is headed,
right,
we're going to be okay. I think Jeffrey Lurie has conveyed that he believes we will be okay because the coaches have told him, hey, we've got a lot of their ideas that will work.
Yeah.
He said that
you
yesterday.
You saw what Mike Tomlin said, right? Mike Tomlin, D'Amico Ryans, you saw how they sat up there. They said, listen, man.
They're practical.
Teams are innovative. And if they do something well, it's like the Jaguars, they stopped us like three times in the same game. So it's not unstoppable.
No, it's not unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? You're right.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They should. All right, Derek, give me I love the way that they put it out there.
Sure.
They are very pragmatic. They're practical. And I think Mike Tomlin proved why he's the type of guy that we
admire. I love Mike Tomlin. All right, Derek, a number and a title. What do you got, pal?
Listen, I'm giving up. Listen, the other day when I called, I gave a good answer, man. And it came down to you picking me as the winner, and you won against me, man. You broke my heart, man.
Oh, you broke his heart.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to go somebody in your wheelhouse. I'm going to say. You listening?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm going to go Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
All right. It's not good enough.
Nice try. Wow.
Damn. I like that answer.
I mean,
it's probably not as good as some others.
Like the Ten Commandments or 9 to 5?
Ten Commandments off the board.
Appealing to your, like,
Dolly Parton, my dirtyism.
Yeah, because you don't even care about Dolly's music.
Dolly Parton is good enough.
You don't even like her music, right? Do you even know a Dolly Parton song?
Yeah, working 9 to 5.
I was going to say, other than 9 to 5 is what I'm saying.
Working 6 to 10. What a way. Oh, my God. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, what Jeffrey Lurie said about the tush push, about the parade experience, about the Eagles in 2024 as an all-time NFL team. Also, Sirianni on Goddard. That, to me, was very notable yesterday. Matt LaFleur and Jordan Mulata both weighing in, point-counterpoint, on whether it's a rugby play. Rich McKay from the competition committee weighing in as well. We got a lot going on here today. Your phone calls and all of it on 94WIP.
FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to bet on sports. There's an absolutely loaded sports calendar this week, and whether you're into basketball, baseball, hockey, or any other sport for that matter, check out some of their exclusive promotions like Dinger Tuesday, Hump Day Parlays, and Golf Profit Boost Tokens over the weekend. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. Here in Philadelphia, we've got some sluggers who could knock it right out of the park. Try parlaying some home runs with how many strikeouts we'll get from our starter. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance at $200 in bonus bets.